It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
I mean, there's so much to everyone. And so it's interesting to see how all of the different energies. And I always say, like, the planets, they're all on your team. They're all working for you. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to ever be scared of, but it does validate, like, struggles or obstacles we have to kind of get through.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider-looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
The internet's so mean. I would be too.
Right?
Like, I get it now. Like, Reddit is the scariest place I've ever been.
Girl, you should not be hanging out.
Be hanging out there. I really don't. I've gotten better. Last year was bad.
Oh.
Because you're curious.
At first,
you'll... And you, like, learn information there. Like, sometimes they have info, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's info that's not real.
Oh, shit. Ooh. It's, like, self-sabotage, though. Like, you know how you're just like, I want to hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Oh, 100% with Reddit.
Yeah.
If I ever am in that, like, self-loathing mood, yep. Reddit.
Yes.
But
same.
That's, like, once every
it's
few months.
It's so toxic. Why do we do that?
It's yeah.
So, at least it's not every day.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't go on Reddit every day.
No, just when I'm in a mood.
Okay.
And I'm like, let's hurt my feelings.
Right.
But for the most part, I can't complain. For the most part, people are nice. But
really?
For the most part.
They won't be for long.
No.
They'll turn on you.
Yeah, James is always like, don't care if they like you because the next week they won't.
Yes.
I'm like, damn.
That's really,
that's sad.
That really is how it goes.
Yeah.
I used to do this thing where I would intro my guests and intro the show.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to do this new thing where I'm like, can we just be a little more chill about it?
I love that.
But this is Ali Luber. Is it Luber?
It's Luber.
Okay.
It's Luber.
Did anyone ever, like, in high school be like, Ali Lube?
I was called Lubes. So just Lubes.
Okay.
Or just Luber.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
I love that you know that.
Yeah, I'm like, I will not do an intro. And I'm like, this is Ali Luber. Yeah. Welcome to Sophia with an F.
Yay.
Please subscribe. okay. We met.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
So it was the first BravoCon that I attended. So 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. Were you on Vanderpump Rules yet?
Yes, we had just wrapped filming.
Okay.
But I had not watched it yet. So, like, it hadn't aired yet.
Okay.
So that was my time of, like, anxiety. And, okay. Like, what am I getting myself into?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember walking in to, like, whatever hotel it was.
Yeah, we were at the Gansevoort.
Yes.
And I, like, fangirled.
Okay. You made me feel so much better because I walked in and it was every fucking Bravo celebrity.
It was Housewives. It was obviously all the Vanderpump people, but Housewives. And I remember seeing you and I was like, shut the fuck up. And I like told my mom, I told James, I was like, that's Sophia.
I know. And then I think, did you come up to me and like, hey, can we get a pic? Or was it James on your behalf? I don't remember. Maybe.
Yeah, I might have been nervous and made James, like, break the ice or something.
Which is so cute.
That's so cute.
But the fact that you did that, I was like, I deserve to be here.
1,000%.
Like, my attitude did a total 180.
I was like, fuck everyone. This is Sophia. Open up.
But yeah, I remember you actually had, like, a lasting impression on me. Like, you were so genuine and kind.
Oh my gosh. Like, thank you.
Exactly how you come off on the show is you in real life.
Thank you.
For everyone on fucking Reddit, okay? So, Allie.
Thank you.
Yes. Can we please talk about the birth chart thing?
Yes.
You went to college to major in.
Yeah, I studied entertainment journalism.
Okay.
And I went initially for music. I went to college in Nashville. So I was like, trying to do that.
That girly.
And then, yeah, that was kind of intense. And I, like, the hours that you have to put in the School of Music was so intense. And, like I just wanted to have fun.
So School of Music. So School of Music, like, on an end, like, were you learning an instrument? Are you learning about, like, composers from the past? Because I did a music theory class.
Oh, my God. So hard.
The hardest shit
so
of my
hard.
Life.
Yeah. It's intense. I went for voice. So I was a vocal major. But ooh. Yeah, it was intense. And then I switched majors like the first semester because all my friends were having fun. And I was like in the music room for like 10 hours.
You're like, and what is college for?
Literally, yeah. Exactly. I wanted that experience and no regrets. But yeah, after I graduated from Nashville, like literally the next day, I moved to LA, which was always kind of the plan.
Okay. But, so where did astrology come into all this? Because I read that you were like studying meteorology at one point.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Which is so cool, but like nerdy, but like the coolest thing in the whole world.
Yeah, I thought so too for a minute. If we thought music theory was hard, oh my God, meteorology. No, it was so hard. It humbled me so quickly. I was like, I'm an idiot. I studied. When was that? That was like two or 3 years after college. So I moved to LA. It's really hard to get a job and to work. And this was during COVID. And I actually had a neighbor who worked at CNN. So he was a news anchor at CNN. And he was kind of like, I think you would do great as a meteorologist. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. I'm like, it's kind of sexist, but okay. But he was really sweet and nice. So he, you know, kind of mentored me. And then I started taking the classes and hated it. It was just so hard. But meanwhile, I always had loved astrology. And I also started during COVID studying that too.
Okay.
So
you've always been into astrology, like, since you were little?
Yeah, since I was little. I mean, obviously, I didn't go into the full extent of it until college and COVID era, like later in life. But yeah, as a kid, you know, you'd read Cosmo and like all the magazines and go to the horoscope section.
To see if the guy you have a crush on, you guys are meant to
be. Exactly. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
The thing about astrology, this is random as fuck, but I was watching this documentary for no reason. I have no idea why it was on my TV, called Zeitgeist.
Ooh,
and it was basically saying all religion is based on astrology.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I could see that for sure, especially with the mythology of it all and just like the stories of the Greek gods and things like that. Like, that makes sense. And at the end of the day, like, we're all connected, right? Like, it goes to that deeper meaning,
mm-hmm.
which I love that because I always struggled with religion and I grew up
same
like Methodist and going to church and things, but I was always like, I don't get it. Like, I don't think, I don't know about this.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I went to, I mean, I said this a million times. To, private Catholic school.
Yeah.
It was raised Mormon.
Right.
But my grandma's Jewish. So I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Right. Yeah. You're like, who's right? Who's wrong? And then it's kind of an identity crisis. I went to a private Christian school and I was like making jokes about like Ouija boards because where I came from, like my friends and I in high school, we would like go to graveyards and like.
I loved that shit.
Right? I know, Scorpio rising. Oh, this is why I love you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we jump into that?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Because to be honest, like,
yeah.
I've been so excited.
I'm so excited. Ask me anything. So your chart is so watery. But you also have a mix of fire.
I'm wet.
Yeah, literally.
I'm literally. A wet ass bitch. Wet ass pussy.
So basically, do you know your big three? Like your sun, your moon, and your rising?
I know that the sun is the main one, right?
Yes. So you're Cancer.
Cancer. Rising, I know, is Scorpio.
Yeah. Then you are an Aries moon.
Okay.
So the big three is honestly the best place to start in astrology. It's like, talks about your main personality. Like, they're really important planets. The sun is who we are becoming, and it's what we want in this lifetime, and you're a Cancer. So you're becoming more of a Cancer every single day. You're tapping into that energy. And, you know, Cancers, it's a water sign. So mm-hmm. they are emotional and sensitive, but powerful when you tap into your energy in the correct way, which is usually, like, you know, choosing spirituality or creative outlets over the other, which with water we see, you know, heaviness. It's like we can drown or we can swim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to therapy and, you know, talking about your mental health and, yeah.
So not are you saying
escaping.
Like, what?
Not escaping.
Not escaping.
Yeah, like escaping in a healthy way, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but when you say water signs, it's kind of intense, like sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we are more likely to be intense people or no?
I think with Cancers, yes, because I think the water signs are interesting. So like, so you're Scorpio rising as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Scorpio is different than Cancer. They're both water signs, so they feel immensely. But Cancers are more protective. They're more like, they're nurturing. So a lot of times with Cancers, we can see them avoiding their own
needs
and feelings to protect others, to protect family or to protect, yeah, when it's like they're meant to take care of themselves and heal themselves because then you're an even better caregiver to others. So you have to put yourself first. With Scorpios, which is your rising sign, so that is who you are showing up as every single day. So I love that, you know, we were talking about how you always said you wanted to be a Scorpio because that's who, when you wake up in the morning, like that Scorpio is really your leading energy. That's your personality.
But that's so crazy that I talked about, I guess on an episode, Allie was telling me earlier that I wanted to be a Scorpio because they have this reputation of being sexual.
Yeah.
Like having a sexual energy.
Yep.
I don't even think at that time I knew.
Yeah, that's
that
crazy.
I was,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I manifested it.
You did.
But
you knew
also
deep down.
Absolutely not because it literally happens before you're born. That's
but
how
you
good
intuitively
I am.
Knew.
Yes.
And Cancers are ruled by the moon, which is the, it's the most spiritual planet. And so there is that intensity with Cancers and Scorpios. Like, always trust your gut. Like, you are so intuitive and you're just learning how to trust it in this lifetime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't want to. No, that was my 2024 goal. Go with my gut.
I love that.
Okay, this was nowhere when I would fucking read my horoscope growing up on whatever website.
You know who also has this placement? Which, by the way, you also have Pluto in your first house, which is that ascendant house. It's all about your physical body, your personality. You also have the planet Pluto there, which is the planet of intensity and sex and transformation. And so this placement is naturally they are just sexual. They lead with that. They feel confident with that. And again, just being a bit taboo. But Lala Kent also has a Scorpio rising with Pluto in the first house.
Really? Yeah. And I love her.
Yeah, I know. You guys give off like that same energy.
Sexual energy? Yeah. Would you say I give off sexual energy?
1,000%. Yes.
I'm looking at the other people in the room. Yes or no?
Yes. I'm like, oh, yeah.
They're four yeses. Yeah. Yes right now.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
You know what's really funny is I do think I kind of lead or give off a sexual energy. Yeah. And I am a sexual person, but not so much.
Yeah. You know? It's natural. It honestly is so natural to you, where other people, it's not natural to them. Mm. And so that's why it feels intense, because it's just something that other people, they might not get it.
Got it.
But that's your power. Pluto's all about power. So, okay, wait. I want to go back to your sun real quick, because I love this. Your sun is living in your ninth house, which is the house of foreign travel, higher education, and like belief systems. So I love what we were just saying about belief systems and like, what do we believe in? The ninth house is very wise. It's very philosophical. It's like a professor. But with your sun here, again, like that's where you're getting, the sun is always just getting bigger and more powerful and warmer. And so you're tapping into that power every day. So with the sun in the ninth house, like you're going to be seen on a larger scale. You can kind of see like that line right there is the top of our chart. That's where the sun is beaming down. And your sun is literally like a couple degrees away from that line. So you're meant to be seen in a larger scale. Yeah. This is a big placement for authors. You might write a book one day. There's just a lot where like obviously with the job you do too, like eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Then if we go to the 10th, you have Leo. And that's where Mercury is. And the 10th house is the reputation house. It's the fame house. It's the house where, like, whether you like it or not, a mic is literally going to be put into your hands and you are going to speak.
That's what that house says.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mercury in the 10th, it's like we see people who are great at public speaking, great at talking. And again, whether they like it or not, because there's people who have this placement that, like, don't want to be seen.
Me, right. Kind of.
Yeah. But it's like, kind of. It doesn't matter. Like, you're going to be seen. Yeah. So it's getting comfortable with that. And it's Leo. So there is this like this entertainment side to it that's like, okay, I like the spotlight. But then the Cancer and the Scorpio in you, Scorpios like to not be figured out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a lot of conflicting things a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I kind of like it.
It explains, right? Like, because, there's so much to everyone. And so it's interesting just seeing how all of the different energies. And I always say, like, the planets, they're all on your team. They're all working for you. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to ever be scared of, but it does validate, like, struggles or obstacles we have to kind of get through.
Right.
Yeah.
That chart looks insane.
It looks like so loud.
It just took me back to trigonometry in high school with the protractor. Do you remember that thing?
I'm gonna throw up. Yes. Oh my God, stop. Geometry was the worst time of my
what
life.
What the fuck?
No.
Why did you guys make me spend money, my family, on a protractor? Fuck off.
Or that really, remember that one calculator that was like so expensive?
It was like big.
The TI or something?
Something like that. That shit's fucked up. Trigonometry, not to brag, I was in trig as a freshman because I was placed into advanced math.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did like money and math stuff. But then, so that makes sense.
Well, yeah. But then by sophomore year, I started partying and then it went. Yeah. And then I went straight back to
probably
algebra one.
Yes.
But
I'm dead.
That was a crazy.
I don't think I ever took trig.
Really?
I don't think I did. If I did, I definitely blocked that out.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you made sure to block that. You know what I love so much about this? You're literally interviewing me.
Like, I know. Like, I love how I did that. I'm like, wait a minute.
You pulled the switch on me real quick.
I love it.
You told me a lot of positives about my astrological placements.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give me one or two negatives.
Okay.
Or you're just really, really good at how you phrase the negatives. I think maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think you probably did say you struggle in these areas, but you said it in such a way that I'm like, I'm killing it.
I know. Like, I did kind of tell you, watch out for your mental health and your physical health, but... But I can be a little more blunt. No, that's why astrology is so fun, though, because, like, even when I'm doing readings, I can kind of vibe out the clients that are, like, tell it to me straight, like, no bullshit. And then, but at the end of the day, it is all positive because you're perfect. Like, the universe designed you this way.
Thank you.
Are no flaws, right?
Yes.
But there's things that we can all work on. And, like,
not me, really, but, like, for other people, I know for sure.
It's true. It's true. Okay, I will tell you... you do really have a beautiful chart, but I will say you also have a very loose grand cross, which is pretty rare. And all that means is there's a lot of squares in your chart, and that's a harsher aspect because squares, they create tension and obstacles. And it's not a bad thing. It just means you have to kind of put more work into certain areas where it's annoying when there's a lot of sextiles and trines. Like, those are good aspects, but you don't really notice them because they kind of just, like, work out and happen. But when we have squares, it's like good things take time and slow and steady wins the race. So it's putting a lot of work to overcome the obstacles, mm-hmm. which obviously is going to be more beneficial
in the end. It will
on.
Be great.
Yeah.
But I feel that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see that big square, like, right in your chart.
I mean,
you
but we will be posting this.
Give me the protractor.
On the YouTube because everyone needs to see my astrology shit.
So Saturn's in your fourth house, which is interesting because you have one younger brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Saturn in the fourth house usually is an older sibling placement or someone who almost takes, not like you're the parent, but
no, I kind of was.
You kind of were the dad because Saturn is the dad planet and the fourth house is the family. Yeah.
Single mom.
Yeah.
I'm 11 years older than him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, there's a lot of like responsibility that you take on your family. Like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
You feel in charge and in control of that. And it's harder when we're younger. Saturn is a slow moving planet. So it's like a lot of lessons. But when you were younger, it might have felt like a lot of weight on you and a lot of pressure. And I'll just let you know, though, like later in life, that is a really powerful placement. Like you, if you ever want to start your own family, like you know how to do that now.
Yes.
It's like I know how to build the perfect family. I learned from this and now I'm going to recreate or like change the rules a little bit. But like, you know how to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt that before.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still feel the pressure a little bit.
Yeah.
Of having to kind of be the adult in the family, which I am a fucking adult,
right?
But you know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, I think it will be such a blessing when I decide to have a family.
Totally.
Which
exactly.
I probably should be doing pretty fucking soon. Speaking of, what astrological sign?
Oh, would you be good with?
Yes.
Okay. I like you with earth energy.
Okay.
So, that's your mom, right? Yeah, she's Capricorn. Yeah, I like you with earth energy because in your seventh house of marriage and relationships. You have Taurus there. So
what are their earth signs?
Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo.
I've never dated any of those.
Interesting.
Hence why I'm here right now about a fucking boy.
You're single right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I think maybe try out an earth sign.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it would feel really grounding. And also earth, think, you know, green, plants, money. They really are here to build something and like water it and nurture it, like building an empire. That's earth energy.
This so I is think a you would little like the stability. Too on the nose right yeah. now.
I know, it's crazy.
It's, I mean, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I could talk to you for hours oh my and God, hours me and too. Hours about this.
No, I know. I have like, so much I still want to say.
Like, I know.
It's crazy.
I know a lot of people tuning in are like, can we hear about Ali now, Sophia? Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, no, let's keep talking about you.
I do want to talk about not necessarily Vanderpump because I know you talk about it a lot and you even said you were like, I don't love talking about it, which I totally get. Mm-hmm. But what was it like going from normal gal
yeah.
to instant celeb?
Did I go to instant celeb? You I did. Don't think so.
No, you did, baby girl.
Oh my God. Okay, so
you absolutely did.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like around the time that I met you, I think I hadn't fully accepted it or understood really what was going on because the show hadn't aired. I was still like private on Instagram, never posted. Like I was so uncomfortable on social media. So yeah, I think I just downplayed it a lot. And I was like, it'll be fine. I'm sure.
I still do that.
Right. You kind of have to. We're like protecting ourselves. Yeah.
Is it a protection thing or I think I'm a little bit DeLulu?
Which is good. Now I'm learning it's good to be DeLulu because if we weren't, and James helped me a lot because he obviously has been in this world for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm grateful for astrology, because I do think if I didn't start that business or like have that, I would just be too consumed with it.
Yes.
And it's like keeping me grounded. I'm passionate about it. And so I'm like really grateful to have
okay.
that.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. But it has been fun. This year, I finally like accepted it and leaned into it. And I'm like, oh, wait. Social media is kind of fun. Like, I like making TikToks and content's cool. Like, I was such a hater.
We are kind of on the exact same path. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I shit on social media all the time.
Yeah.
I've recently been trying to put myself out there. And yeah. It can be a lot of fun.
It can be fun.
You know?
It's so true. And
it's
when
a
you
creative
lean into
outlet.
Fun, it is. Especially TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
Instagrams.
Do you still get like anxiety or like overwhelmed?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. It's gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot better. And I think like what we were just saying, like finding the fun in it. Because before it wasn't fun to me. So
and
I was
you
also
were trying
like,
to make
sucks.
It perfect.
I was trying to make it perfect. And yeah, I was like worried what people would think. And that was just such a waste of time. But I think I had to go through that to like, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
Yes.
But it's scary. And I think I've learned too that everyone feels that way. Like a lot of influencer friends. I don't know why I did that. Influencer friends that I've made or like people like that. They were scared at the beginning too. I was
yeah,
like, oh, no
or
way.
They still are.
They
but
still
they are.
Are
still putting out massive amounts of content.
Yeah.
They just get over the hump.
You have to just get over it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
because it is fun. I love your TikToks too. I feel like TikTok is more creative than
mm-hmm.
people think, and you can do like whatever on there.
I know. I need to tap into that
yeah.
more.
The TikTok. Yeah, you do. Your TikToks are funny.
I need yeah
funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I really need to like yeah. I need to learn how to edit one. That's what I'm learning right now. Actually,
does your team help you? That's so nice. You
they
edit?
Do. My yeah. my team helps me, but I relied on my team so much for like
yeah.
the editing or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I need to know how to do this shit.
You can
myself.
Do it. You can actually like it's I never thought I'd be able to do it. I was like, I hate the post side of stuff. Like, I don't want to set up lighting and do like the editing. But now I actually like
love
the
it.
Editing. I did a get ready with me to come here today. And I was like editing it in the car.
How
and I was like,
long
this
did
is
it take
fun.
You?
So what I do, I set it on the 10-minute timer. Okay. And so I give myself, no, like the first one I ever edited was like an hour and I gave it to my friend to help. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, this is way too long. I was like,
dude,
oh.
Mine are so long.
I know. But if you set the timer to 10 minutes, then you're, when you go into edit it, it's only 10 minutes and you just delete a bunch of stuff and you get it down to a minute.
So how long does it take you to edit?
Probably like 20 minutes.
Okay, professional. 30?
No, I don't know. It depends.
It depends.
It depends. But
all around,
it's gotten easier, and CapCut's really easy. Like once you do it twice, you'll be so it's quick. You'll be good at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to get in the habit.
Yeah.
Which I will. Which I am.
I think your moon in the sixth house, like no joke, when you're doing something you love and you're passionate about it, like you're unstoppable. You can, yeah, your work ethic is great.
Yeah.
You just have to really love what you do.
Yes. Love what I do. And also, I don't know why it took me 6 years in the public eye to come to this realization that social media is my job.
Yeah.
And I need to treat it as
right.
such, you know?
Totally.
Well, are you and James a match astrologically?
So technically, like, okay, Capricorn and Aquarius, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's fabulous. But they're like, you know, you have to look at the whole chart. And I think planet Venus and the moon are really important to look at. So compatibility in astrology, like, I know people love to ask about it and talk about it, but I'm like, it's, you know.
It's complex.
It's complex. Yeah. Yes. Like you, yeah. I mean, all friends be like, oh, he's a Gemini. And I'm like, okay, but like,
okay.
Yeah. Right. But like, let's look a little deeper. And, but James and I do have a chart that's very balanced. So like, I bring to him what he lacks and vice versa. Like, he has so much fire. I don't have any fire in my chart.
So you guys.
He literally wakes me up. He's like, you got to get this done. You got to do this. And right. he like motivates me and inspires
and you're like,
me.
And with, yeah, your, with exactly. your water, you're like,
literally,
let's relax.
I'm like, sit down, take a nap, please. Yeah.
Would you date someone that had kind of the astrological setup that was not compatible with yours?
Yeah, I would, because
at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's like,
it's all a learning lesson. And I do believe, like, if you meet someone and you love their energy and you love them, like, you can look at your birth charts as like a tool and be like, oh, this is where we have some learning lessons, and
yes,
this is where I need to show up for you and you can show up for me. So it's actually like, we shouldn't be looking at it like as an all or nothing, but instead as like a tool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, back to the complexity
yeah.
thing that you just mentioned. There's no like yes or no, this is
yeah.
should be your soulmate type thing.
In fact, charts that are not compatible, like they don't work that well together, have, I forget where I learned this or saw this, but they have a lower divorce rate because, you know, it takes work and they're putting in the work.
Oh,
but charts that are just like perfectly compatible, they can burn out quicker. It's like, oh.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
I kind of totally could see that.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, me too. It's interesting.
So how long have you and James been together?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
wow.
You guys are still
That's
together.
That's crazy. Yeah. He's at the hotel.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. How has he been?
Good. He stopped drinking in April.
Okay.
So he's been sober since April. I know. But we're good. We're really good. It's funny too, because, like, you know, obviously the show's airing right now, and that's all. That's like the difficult part of our relationship, I would say, is like just watching it back. But this season, it's not really that difficult with us. So it hasn't been
right.
bad. But,
and I'm sure every season that goes by, you get more and more accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're like, it's my second one. So I'm like, oh. It's only my second. And I feel a lot better than last.
Why do I feel like you've been on the show like for so long?
Thank you. I'm a regular.
I think it's because you became such a main character so quickly.
I don't know.
I really think that's what it was. And because you're so relatable.
Aww,
and people could tell and see the genuineness.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. And I guess, too, last season was also just so, like,
well,
monumental and, like, crazy and so unexpected that, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, like, Rachel was James's ex. And so, like, there was that tension in the beginning of us, like, meeting and being in the same friend group, which, so, yeah, last season was definitely more uncomfortable for me.
I bet. Yeah. That was one of my questions was, how is it being friends? I mean, I don't know if you're friends with, you know, these people at this point, but being around or being friends with women who have had sex with your current boyfriend.
Totally. At first,
because I mean, Lala.
I was just going to say, Lala. So I guess that's it, right? Is it just that
I
we
think
know
so.
Of. I'm literally
I
always
think it's
like,
just Raquel and Lala.
Raquel and Lala. Yeah. I'm like, just don't tell me at this point. I don't even care.
Right,
I don't want to know.
Right. You know what? It was before you, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And honestly, like, leading up to filming, I was nervous to meet them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lala's got that Scorpio Pluto in the first house. I was nervous to meet her. But I actually, like, we really instantly kind of clicked. And, yeah, it was so in the past. And just meeting her helped. And we are friends. And so I've accepted that. I don't really even think about it. Yeah. It's fine.
All of you guys have kind of, like, hooked up with each other.
They're all, like, that's so normal to them. Yeah. Or I was like, yes, I just have to, like, get used to it.
Yeah, you're like, which, like, this is the kind vibe.
Of like, it sounds toxic, but in a weird way, it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you kind of mature and, like, deal with things, like, head on. And, yeah. like, you have to face them and you can't, like, run from your emotions or, like, avoid yeah. it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I see your guys' friendships, I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't find it weird.
That's, yeah, yeah. I think at first I did. Well, also because, like, Raquel and Tom were just right. acting a little inappropriate. So
yeah, that was weird little to me.
Just inappropriate. A little inappropriate. But everyone else, I think it's cool.
So with Lala, you felt like she was a little intimidating and then you guys, like, hit it off. With Raquel, did you guys ever click?
I think that, you know what's weird? We did click at the beginning. And I, looking back, I think I definitely was just in the mindset of, like, I want them to know I come in peace. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know,
stir shit up.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just totally playing the, like, that card of, like, it's good, we're cool, like, it's fine. And Raquel and I did relate in some instances and, you know, but it was just such surface level, like, stuff to just make it not awkward.
Yeah.
When deep down, of course it is. Like, you know, like, you just can't, we couldn't avoid it. It was uncomfortable, but, like, I think we were both just trying to make it not.
Right.
But looking back, like, yeah.
I think I would. Uncomfy. Yeah. I think for me, it would be, I would be able to be chill with it, but I for sure would have moments here and there of just insecurity of, like,
yeah,
oh my God, she looks really pretty today. And not Raquel in particular. I mean, any.
But yeah, but girl, I did feel that way a lot because she's gorgeous. And, like, there, and even just moments of, like, like, what was the
I'm recapping, like, having to talk about it?
Yeah, exactly. like having to talk about it and like, I knew that James and Raquel would have to go have scenes together or, like, that would be a thing. And, like, or at the pool, like, at events that I wasn't there for because I was working at the time. So, like, when I wasn't there, and I know they're, like, at a pool party.
Oh, yeah.
And
I wasn't feeling great.
Yeah. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, I trust James and, you know, it's work. Mm-hmm. And overall, it was fine. But there were definitely little moments where I was like, this is weird. This is not normal.
Which is totally fair.
Yeah.
And you and James are doing great now. He's at the hotel. Yes. What is he doing? Like, what are you guys up to while you're here?
So he had Watch What Happens Live last night. And then right now, I think he, like, went to the gym or something while I'm here. But he has a show tonight, which, by the way, you're on the list. So you should come. I put your name and a plus one. So if you want to come tonight, it's at Marquee.
Oh my God, I just remembered it's Valentine's Day. I was about to be like, I'm there. Maybe after dinner?
Yeah. He goes on at 1.
Oh.
It's so late. I know.
Okay. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. I'm going to try.
It's fun. It'll be fun. There's a good amount of people coming. Yeah, I'll text you and tell you about it. But you're on the list, so you guys are welcome.
How annoying is it that people probably, I'm assuming, constantly are like, how's James doing? Is he sober? Like, you're as if you're his babysitter.
That's so true. Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure I just did that, but I didn't even mean it in a sobriety way. I just meant, like, how are you guys doing?
Totally. I'm kind of used to it. But yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes I do feel like I
ask him.
Yeah, right.
Give him a call.
Totally. It's so true. Yeah, I do feel. And he doesn't do podcasts and things like that either. So I get it in that instance. It's like, yeah, I'll tell you how he is. Cause, like, yeah. But yeah.
Does that ever get annoying?
Not annoying, but I think I've just gotten used to it.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, now that you ask and I'm sitting back, it's like, yeah, like, he can speak for himself, like, and he's good. And if he wasn't good, then, like, you would know about it or we wouldn't be together. Like, you know, like,
totally.
Yeah.
I think It's amazing. I know Lala's sober and she's such an inspiration.
Yeah.
I think the like obsession with James's sobriety to me doesn't really sit that well with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's his journey. Obviously, he's on reality television, but it's like, I don't know. I have like, I have some very controversial views on alcohol, I think.
Yeah.
Where I kind of just feel like we're very much in this all or nothing thing.
Yeah.
And I know for certain people, that's how it has to be.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, there are certain people who it has to be completely.
Yeah.
Is it abstinent? Is that the word?
I think so. Yeah, abstinent.
Okay, what is it when you don't have sex?
Abstinent.
Okay.
Right?
Wait, why does it works both fucking ways.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm exploring that for myself right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I've gone, I've tried to do the moderation thing because I love to drink. Like, I like drinking. I like it. I like having fun. I like going out. And so I've been playing with it too. And especially because James isn't drinking, it helps because I don't drink anymore like at home. Like I won't have wine at home. And
totally.
So that's helped. But I know what you mean because I don't, I think I could find a healthy moderation way.
Yes.
I've grown a lot. So
back in the early 20s. No.
Yeah, no bad. Yeah.
But I've just been, I'm in the same place as you where I want to be intentional with my drinking.
Yes. Yeah.
Because for a second there, it was like, for no reason, just autopilot, I'm having a glass of wine every night.
Yeah.
Or two.
Totally. Same.
You know?
Yeah.
Or
and
three.
And then you punish yourself because I, before filming this year, like January of last year, I was like, I'm going to be sober. And I've done this a few times. And you know, I did it for a while, and then it was, like, my birthday, and we were at the Chateau Marmont, and I wanted a glass of champagne so badly. And I regret it. I was like, Allie, you should have just had the glass of champagne.
But see, I don't like that.
Oh, right, because I'm punishing. I didn't have a glass of champagne, and, like, now looking back, like, I kind of just punished myself. Like,
right?
I should have just had the glass of champagne, because all I was thinking about was, like, do I not?
Yes.
But
and I've been in that situation. I think like these streaks, these sobriety streaks or like 75 hard or those things.
Yeah.
And then it's like the one day you decide to, you know, skew from what you're supposed to be doing. It's like, okay, well, let's start from the fucking beginning. All the work you've done is gone. Like, I just want to find a balance.
A balance.
There.
You're literally speaking to me right now because I'm not drinking right now. It's been like 3 weeks. And last night we were at Watch What Happens Live and I'm fine right now. Surprisingly, the first week was kind of hard. I was like, you know, in this lifestyle when you're at events and things like that and it's like free and there, it's you have to really have self-control.
And you have social anxiety.
Social anxiety.
Because
that's the thing. I did learn that I'm very introverted and I would actually just use alcohol as like, you know, self-medication.
Yeah.
Which isn't great. That's not good. So I want to show myself that I can like learn how to be social and stuff without drinking, which believe it or not is fine. I can do it.
Yes.
So like proving that to myself has
We're
been really good.
Right
We're
now.
Doing it right now. Look at
I
us.
I think.
I'm sober.
I am too.
Wow.
Look at us.
We're so mature. But yeah, I agree with you. It's just because then it's like, what about tonight at the show? If I want to have one glass and it's like, it's that I'm not proud of myself. It's like, dang, tomorrow I'm going to be like, I can't add that other day to my calendar.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'm trying to let go of that. And it's like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If you end up doing it, you do not need to go straight into the self-judgment
mode. I know. It's so hard.
We are just
so hard.
Wise Same. Beyond our fucking years.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You and James live together. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been living together for?
Oh my gosh. We moved in together like insanely quick. And I know that. I'd never lived with a boy before. I actually never wanted, like, I was so scared to live with a boy. I'm an only child. I like my space very, like, my way. But my studio apartment at the time, it's LA, it's expensive. There was a COVID rate, and the COVID rate, like, went away. And my rent was increasing by the month. And so I was already looking at, like, moving in with one of my friends in Venice and, like, all, you know. And I was just kind of bummed because I loved living alone. And he was moving in. Like, he was kind of upgrading his apartment to a two-bedroom anyway. And okay. So it honestly, like—
It made sense.
It made sense. And I wasn't on, you know, because I was like, okay, but this is crazy. I'm not, like, signing the lease with you. Like, there's no attachment, you know, with me. If I need to leave, I can leave. He's like, yes. Yeah, for sure. And so, yeah, we moved in together. I love it.
You do.
I love it. There's moments. But I think I love that he's a DJ because I've learned he's gone for a few days and I get my, like, alone time.
I love that. I was just going to say— I have lived with a boyfriend, and he just didn't have that much going on, so he was always home.
No.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
No.
Yeah. Like, I need to date, like, a pilot or something who's gone, literally, like, 2 weeks out of the month.
I think Pilot Pete's coming tonight to the show. So
done and done. Pilot Pete.
I'm dead. I agree, though. Yeah, like, having space is what is important. But he cooks every meal for me. Like, I'm not cooking. There's, like, yeah, like, he's— It's great.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have to defend James all the time?
I feel like yes and no. Like, I'm starting to, yeah. I feel like I'm starting to just, like, not as much. But in the beginning, I feel like I was defending me,
like, your and relationship. Our relationship.
And I was like, it's okay, family, friends. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, he's not, like, what you see on TV.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he's charismatic and, you know, he can be a lot, but he's
also—
He can
get wild.
He's also, like, so chill. Like,
I was shocked when I met him. Yeah. It was the same time I met you.
Yeah.
Just gave me a hug and was like, my girlfriend.
He's so sweet.
So nice.
Yeah, he really is. It's just when he gets, like, worked up over situations, he's very sensitive and he wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah, and I mean, they're going to take kind of the—
He's great at what he does.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great reality TV star.
He is.
Could you imagine James having not his DJing own show? Or not doing reality TV? Like, what would he do?
No, I imagine him having his own show. Like, I—
Yeah, like, he has to do reality or DJing.
Yes, it has to be one or the other.
Like, that's—
There's
what he
no
was made to do.
Yeah. Okay, the upcoming season.
We're only on episode 3, I think.
It was very recent.
Yep.
Do you have any tea you can spill? Probably not.
I'm trying to think.
Is Raquel on it?
She doesn't come back.
Have you spoken to her?
No.
Not at all.
No, and no one has.
Didn't she launch a podcast?
Yeah.
But, like, does it come out weekly?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what is up with that. I haven't listened. I listened to the first one because I was like, obviously, I'm going to listen. Right. I'm like, what's she going to say? I don't listen anymore, but if I'll basically see things online that if it's important. But
she kind of followed my how I released Sophia the Nuff.
Yeah, that's she true. Copied me.
I'm half kidding because no, right. I'm sure she didn't. But she did the whole no, went, she went away. Silent,
yeah.
And then came out reappeared. First thing is like, yeah, here's my podcast.
That's so interesting.
Or maybe I'm just so no. fucking conceited that I'm saying she copied me.
I actually thought about you a lot. I'm not even gonna lie, during Scandoval, just with the public hate campaign side of it yes. all. And like, I really did feel for her in that moment because, yeah, like history repeats too. Itself. And like, seeing how that affected you, it was literally the same thing. Mm-hmm. And like, not good, not right. But yeah, that is interesting. There is definitely like a parallel there.
Totally.
Crazy. Yeah.
Totally.
Sad.
Okay, so how long do you see yourself doing reality TV? Do you have any idea? Or are you just like going with the flow, like the water sign you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a water sign? You
so
are.
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. So I'm Earth, Sun. We're compatible. But the rising sign is water. It's okay, Pisces. Got it. So that's why like the rising sign, again, it's your energy and motivation. So it's like, I'm late. I'm working on my time. It's divine timing.
Yes.
I think with reality TV, I mean, yeah.
You don't know.
I honestly look at it as like I'm supporting James. Mm-hmm. And if the show continues, which I hope it does, because I do think that it's fun and it's really, it's real. And you know, like yes. there is really... Like, the relationships are there, and it is interesting, mm-hmm. the dynamic. So, yeah, as long as that continues and, you know, James is doing it, then...
Yeah, you'll be there.
Yeah, I guess
I you will were amazing. There. You will be there. Yes. You were so amazing, Ali. Is there anything you want to plug or tell people?
Ooh, I don't think
plug
so.
It all.
So I did just update my website with my reading offerings on it. And I'm going to start releasing more dates, like more availability, the last Sunday of every month.
Okay. So what's the website?
It's www.alliluber.com.
Okay. Yeah. And then you're on TikTok, obviously, TikTok. Instagram, all the above.
Correct. Yes.
And Sleuths, you know where to find me. Sophia then F. Franklin with a Y. I love you guys so much. Talk to you next week. Bye.